Paredes de Coura é música,
é gente,
é floresta,
é rio
e este ano também é rumo. Entrevistas, reportagens e vozes do público.
Acompanha tudo no nosso Instagram e em emissão. Sunflower
in the morning. Sintoniza. Rumo a Coura.
Does growing up just change your body? Or also your soul? Maybe I could just stay the same forever.
Thank you for talking to Rum, Joey and Bray. How are you? Are you stoked for today?
We're excellent. Yeah. We're ready to go.
Ready to party.
Oh my god.
Let's start from the beginning and taking us back to the moment where you first started the band. What really, really motivated you to be together and make music?
I mean, it was just having fun. Like, we just did it to be stupid and pass time, and it kind of just turned into a full-time career, and now here we are. So, just still having fun, still making everything in the bedroom, and yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe sometimes people, when they think of fun music, you think that they can, some people can take that a little bit not too serious, or not, do you get that?
Yeah.
Prejudice going on.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think that's kind of like the biggest thing about us is like when we started, it wasn't really serious and it's still not that serious, even though we're at the level that we're at right now. I mean, like, we're so blessed to be playing like a festival as big as this, but like, it's still, we take our job serious, but like the heart of it, like the creative process is still like just very lighthearted and fun and not serious. So, Yeah,
I think there's a room for everything. I mean, we, especially with this upcoming album, we like take time to be serious and be thoughtful and emotional, and then also just say like, you know, it's okay to have both. So it's okay to have a fun side and to embrace it. Like, why, you know, not, why think it's corny to have fun or be yourself? So.
Exactly. So a question for the both of you. What do you think that the other one brings that is so precious to the band?
Aww. Bray always puts a smile on my face.
Oh, it's true.
No, like Bray, I get so in my head about stuff, and Bray is just always like a voice of reason most of the time, and it's just like, dude, we have to do this. Like, just snap out of it. It already sounds so good. Like, I'm such a perfectionist and everything, and Bray's just like so spontaneous with everything, and it always sounds so good. So he's just always there to like keep me when I'm feeling like wrapped up in something. He's like, no, dude, it's fine, let's go. So yeah,
brings
very thoughtful.
And what about Joey?
No, yeah, Joey is just like, I'm just impressed with him every single day. Like, not only are his skills as a producer just like getting better as like the moments pass, it's just also like the overall vision that he has for like just everything that we're doing is just like crazy. He works so hard on everything. I mean, all the beats he makes and just like all the posters that you see that are get made, and like all the just everything, man, it's just like all like stems from like, you know, our vision together, but mainly like he's like putting in the grind hours like on the laptop doing all this stuff. So I'm just impressed. It's just like, he's just this like hardest working businessman I've ever, you know, known, you know what I mean? So it's, you're always
and
impressed.
You still live your parallel lives.
Yeah, that's right.
We do. I mean,
we do.
What is your parallel lives? What
first,
are those?
First of all, I just want to say that's the first time we've ever been asked that question.
That's
and
a very nice question.
It's a very nice question.
That is a nice question.
but yeah, I don't know. I think, you know, when we're not working, we're just kind of doing our own thing, but we're still like best friends and still hang out. It's like, you know, it's like friendship over the music. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's a business, but we're like still the same people we've always been and still have the same relationship we've always had. So
Yeah. Nothing
has really changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and talking about the business, you're still very young, but tell us about the experience of entering the music industry. How's it been? Has it been working swell? Any difficulties?
Yeah, I mean, we've learned a lot over just the past couple years. It's crazy. We started out with just one manager, and now we have, like, two and, like, multiple people, like, you know, kind of just, like, assistants and business managers and, like, all these people. And so it's cool. We've built this, like, you know, team around us, and we've just learned so much, like, all the time. And, like, you know, don't get it twisted. I feel like the fans don't really know. Like, we are just as involved in the business end of stuff as we are, like, the creative and the music stuff. Like, every day we're on, like, phone calls, text chains, emails, Zoom calls with, like, overseeing, like, everything. All of the business decisions is just like comes down to us. So I mean, it's really like JBB has turned into like a machine. It's crazy. Like we're doing so much all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. And like as much as it is like we do all of the work, and we're very lucky to have a partner now with RCA to help us execute all those creative things that we come to them with. But at the end of the day, we have full creative control over everything we do, and we care so much about making sure everyone's doing the right thing, and we care just about running our business. So yeah, people don't know that there's like two sides of it that we take very seriously. So
yes, and you talked about your fan base, and you told in an interview this it's the most spectacular fan base. Tell me about that impact in you.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, shout out to all of our fans. Like the whole, like, just. I say it all the time on stage, like, JVB fans are just the coolest people, like, on the earth. We're so blessed to have such a, like, welcoming and, you know, just young and exciting fan base. I feel like every day, like, we get more and more fans, and it's just so cool to watch it grow, like, naturally. And so, yeah, man, I don't know. It's cool. I love our fans. They're the coolest.
Yeah.
I mean, he basically said it, like, they do so much for us, and we're so involved with them, and it's, like, truly a community. And so to know that we have that community that supports us and is along with us on this journey and along with us growing up with us, like, as we're evolving as artists, they're sort of evolving, too, as people. So it's really cool. Just, like, very thankful for them.
And what can you tell us about this new record?
I mean, it's that. It's us sort of finding new sounds that we really like. It's an album really focused on using like growing up as this sort of theme for going out and wanting to dance and wanting to keep like that sort of childlike excitement you have for dancing, especially like dancing and clubbing is the main theme of this album. It's just like, why does nobody else want to dance? Like, you can go out and dance, and why do you care about what other people think? Like, please just go have a fun time. So that's a lot of what it is. And we're just exploring so many genres and new pockets, new flows and everything.
Without any fear whatsoever.
No, we just did it because we love it.
Yes. So to finish, if you had a radio show, what would it be like? Like, would you prefer to do a morning show or a late night with some talk like this?
Some sexy
or,
talk.
Sexy talk, or hearing people calling, oh, my boyfriend just left me.
That would be fun.
That would actually be pretty fun. We could do like an Eric Andre show where we have like live bands come on and then just like mess with people.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think if we did a show, it'd be cool to introduce people to new music and like new bands and stuff like that, because we're always trying to like find new music and new artists that are like up and coming, because I mean we still are in that position, we're still upcoming, so it's cool to like shine a light on like new people. But we also just like messing around and making stupid jokes and making fart noises, so like that would be fun too, to just be like taking random calls. So I don't know,
it would be a very wonderful show, I'll tell you that much.
That'd be a great show.
a lot of charisma.
I would listen to that. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you.
Thanks, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You better dance, you better bounce. Bounce.